弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
今天有可能我们会感到很奇怪。
You may feel strange today.
Because 今天是有一个白种人讲中文，有个黄种人讲英文。
Because today we have a white person that speaks Mandarin and then a pale person speaks English.
可是谢谢你的耐心。
Thank you for your patience.
我们首先低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的父。
Father in heaven.
我们感谢你给我们美好的机会。
We thank you for this opportunity.
到你的面前敬拜你。
To come in front of you and worship you.
学习你的话语。
And learn from your words.
我们求你的圣灵充满我们。
May your Holy Spirit fill us.
引导我们。
Guide us.
而给我们多大的机会把你的话语兴出来在我们天天生活当中。
Give us a more opportunity that we can act in our daily life.
求你主来祝福你的仆人。
May our Lord you bless your servant.
也是祝福每个人每个听到的人。
And bless all that hear.
奉父主耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
首先我就是要一点点介绍我自己。
First, let me introduce a little bit of myself.
我是叫唐义石。
My name is Eric.
嗯哼，我是来自中国大陆。
I came from China.
你会笑，可是我真的是会从中国大陆来的。
You may laugh at me, but I indeed come from China.
我是已经待过中国已经有一共有17年了。
I stay in China for 17 years.
有可能你可以听出来我的口音，我是一般大部分的时间是在北方留的。
You may hear my accent that indicate that I came from the northern region of China.
可是说不定你也会听到我的美国口音。
You may hear my American accent.
你就会知道我是美国南方来的。
You may know that I come from the southern part of the U.S.
我是在亚特兰大长大了。
I was brought up in Atlantic City, Atlanta.
今天我要分享的话题就是做我的见证。
The sermon I'm going to share with you is to be my witnesses.
Okay, 我们首先看《使徒行传》第十章。
Let's read Book of Acts, Chapter 10.
你在分的时候，我也要给你讲一个故事。
When you turn to this passage, let me tell you a story.
我上大学的时候
，When I was in college,
我也是参与一种弟兄门徒训练班。
I attend the discipleship and training group.
每个星期我们弟兄们就会见一个面，会查经啊、祷告啊、唱歌啊等等。
Weekly, brothers, we meet together and we sing and pray together.
可是有一次
，and one time,
我们的老师是说今天不会在我家里举行或者见面。
The leader of our the group said we're not going to meet at our house tonight.
我们很高兴。
We're so happy about.
因为我们以为他们会请我们去吃饭。
We thought they're going to invite us to dinner.
糟糕了，也不是去吃饭。
But it's not to have dinner.
他是领我们到哪里去
？Where is he leading us?
他我们的老师领我们到一个牧场，一个坟墓。
The teacher led us to the cemetery or the graveyard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 是我们觉得很奇怪。
We feel very strange.
因为我们也是一样的，我们在那边也是查经啊，也是祷告，也是唱歌。
As usual, we pray and sing and fellowship together.
天快黑的时候
，as the day become dark，
我们有点不舒服的时候。
We don't feel very.
因为我们是在这个坟墓这个牧场里面，所以我们就感觉有点紧张哈。
Because we are in the graveyard, we feel awkward and scary.
突然，我们的那个老师那个弟兄是说，你看什么吗
？And suddenly the brother shout out and said, "What are you looking at? What do you see?"
那我以为他看什么什么鬼呀、啊，或者什么呢
？I thought he was 没有 talking about seeing ghosts.
No, 开玩笑。
I just kidding.
可是我就回答了，我说许多许多的墓碑。
So I replied that there are many tombstones.
他说对了。
He said yes, indeed.
大部分的人过一辈子在这个世界上。
Most of the people spend their whole life in on earth.
他们死了以后
，after they die.
他们就会留下来一块石头来纪念他。
What they leave behind is just a piece of stone.
就说某某人在这里出生，在什么时候出生，什么时候死了等等。
Remembering them, when they are born and when they are died.
可是我们基督徒不一样。
However, Christians are different.
我们能够留下一个活活的纪念碑。
We leave a legacy behind us. It's a living legacy.
我们可以留下来我们的影响力。
We leave our influence behind.
那些人我们领他们信耶稣就留下来了。
And those we lead them to Christ, remember us.
弟兄姐妹，在这句话，刚才说的一句话，有我们基督徒的价值。
And brothers and sisters, we mentioned we have a value that we leave behind.
我又问一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
为什么要是我们是基督徒的话，为什么我们的生命丰盛的生命？
Why as Christians we have abundant life?
而且我们是有一个那么美好的地方来敬拜神。
And we have such a wonderful place we can worship Him.
我们又有神无误的话语。
We have an inerrant word of God.
我们有新的生命。
We have a new life.
可是为什么要是这些都是真的？为什么有那么多基督徒还没有得到心里的满意和喜乐？
But how come there are so many Christians? They are not satisfied with Him.
是因为他们还没有知道我们活的原因是为了上帝的荣耀。
Because they don't realize that the reason they are living is for the glory of God.
我们还是活了为了自己的好处。
We're still living for our own selfishness. Our good.
所以是通过做耶稣的见证，我们才能够得到生命的意义。
It is through being a witness of Jesus Christ that we find purpose in our life.
我们能够奉献我们的生命，我们才能够得义。
We need to sacrifice our own life. Then we can be justified.
Yes, and 我们可以得到有意义的生命。
And we have a life that's meaningful.
今天我们要首先要分享神的话语。首先我们有四个重点我要分享今天。
We're sharing God's word and there are four points I'm going to share with you.
Okay, 第一点
The first one.
是说哈第一点我要你发现到哈对不起我刚才谈的很多。是上帝已经在做他福音的工作。
That is a God It's already doing his work.
上帝已经在做他福音的工作在国外。
He's already doing his gospel work in the foreign countries.
也是在做他福音的工作在国内。
And also the gospel work in this country.
所以在我们的身边他不断地做他福音的工作。
And in areas surrounding us, he's continuously doing his work.
我们看神的话语，《使徒行传》第十章第一，首先看第一到第八节。
Let's read Acts chapter 10, verse 1 through 8.
在加撒利亚有一个人名叫格尼流，是意大利的百夫长。他是一个虔诚人，他和全家都敬畏神，多足迹百姓，常常祷告神。有一天月在神出他在异象中明明看见神的一个使者进去到他哪里去说格尼流格尼流定睛看他竟怕着说主啊什么事呢天师说你的祷告和你的足迹达到神的面前一蒙纪念了现在你等打发人往约帕去 请那称呼彼得的西门来，他住在海边一个小僻江西门的家里，房子在海边上。向他说话的天使去后，格尼流叫了两个家人和常伺候他的一个虔诚兵来，把这事都述说给他们听，就打发他们往约帕去。
At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment. He and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. One day, at about 3 in the afternoon, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, Cornelius stared at him in fear. What is it, Lord? He asked. The angel answered, Your prayer and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. Now send men to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon, who is called Peter. He is staying with Simon the tanner, whose house is by the sea. When the angel who spoke to him had gone, Cornelius called two of his servants and a devout soldier who was one of his attendants. He told them everything that had happened and sent them to Joppa.
Okay, 首先我们看这个地点在哪里。
Let's look at where this place is first.
经文是说这个地方就是该撒利亚。
The scripture says this is Caesarea.
该撒利亚是什么样的地方？
What kind of place is this?
该撒利亚是一个虽然是在以色列国的北部，基本上是一个一个外邦人的地区。
Although it's in the northern part of Israel, it's a place for the Gentiles.
它也是罗马帝国的军队留下的地方。
It's also a place that Roman Empire has a lot of people.
所以我们知道没有多少犹太人在这边。
So we know there are not too many Jews there.
第二呢，也是没有基督徒在这边。
Secondly, there are no Christians there.
所以这是第一次在教会历史当中，福音是传统犹太人的人群当中到外邦人的人群当中。
So this is the first time that the gospel being spread from the Jewish group to the Gentile.
所以我们看这个第一个人物就是格内流。
So the first person is Cornelius.
那格内流是什么样的人？你可以回答哈。这个虽然我是在讲道，你们可以回答。经文是说格内流是什么样的人
？What kind of person is Cornelius? You can tell me. You can reply.
Anyone? 他是一个军人。
He's a soldier.
他不只是他是一个军人，他也是一个百夫长。是不是？他是一个领导。
He's a leader, a centurion.
那问你一个问题，他是不是犹太人？
Let me ask you whether he's a Jew or not.
他是不是是基督徒？
Is he a Christian?
经文他是一个怎么样？他是一个敬畏神的一位人。
The scripture said he's a God-fearing person.
在英文的或者在原来的语言，这个希伯来文对不起，希腊文，这个 God-fearer，
In the original Greek, the God-fearer
是一个基础语言，是一个专业语言，是说这个人，这个格利流，他还没有信，还没有成为一个犹太人，或者信犹太教的人。
It's a technical term that this person is not yet in Jewish belief.
可是他是一个好人。
But he's a good person.
他又是祷告神。
He prayed to God.
他又是相信上帝存在。
And he believes that God exists.
他是谁呀、啊？他是像我们在大陆是说，都有点像雷锋，学习雷锋嘛，哈。
We said that in China is like 雷锋。
雷锋，他是一个好军人。
He's a good soldier.
他很道德。
He's a moral, very moral, good person.
可是他还没有听到福音。
But he doesn't know the gospel.
所以我想你们知道很多像这种人吧？他是一个好人。他有可能相信上帝或者老天爷存在。
You know many people like that. They are a good person. They believe in God.
出事的时候有可能他还会祷告神。
And sometimes they even pray to God.
可是他不是基督徒。
However, they are not Christians.
因为要信靠耶稣基督重生得救才能够成为基督徒。
Because you need to be trusting God. Jesus and believe that he died for you, and then you become a
他也要做你的生命的主,
and he will become the Lord of your life.
这个是重生得救,
and so this is a newborn.
Okay, 所以他还没有听到福音,
so he hasn't heard the gospel yet.
所以我就是要你注意到一点吧, 彼得还没有开始传福音之前,
so I want to remind you that even before that Peter doing the gospel work,
上帝已经在动手,
God is already acting, actively working on it.
我们的神是举动的神,
our God is an active God.
他不会等待人,
he's not waiting for people to work.
福音的工作是他的工作,
gospel work is his work.
弟兄姐妹, 我上周五我也是说了嘛, 哈, 你们每个人, 他救你的时候,
brothers and sisters, I already mentioned that when the person
last Friday,
when a person save you,
when God save you,
God,
当上帝救你的时候, 他不只是想救你,
so he not only saves you,
他想通过你救你周围的人,
he wants to save other people through you.
他的计划更大,
his plan is much bigger.
可是我们有时候自私,
but because of our selfishness,
我们以为, 哦, 上帝真的很爱我,
we think that God loves us so much.
没错,
that's indeed correct.
可是他的计划更大,
but his plan is even bigger.
他要救你的家人,
he wants to save your family.
他要救你的朋友,
save your friends.
都是通过你救他,
that's all through you.
Okay? 上帝是已经在做他的工作,
that God is already doing his work.
那你说, 詹姆士, 有可能那个时候是那样, 可是我没有看到神做什么样的事情, 现在。
You may ask, Eric, I see that at that time God may do this work, but today I don't see God doing this kind of work.
没有人现在是把水改成酒吗?
Nobody today turned water into wine.
今天我也没有看到陌生人来敲敲门要进来教会。
I don't see people, strangers, knocking door and coming to church.
问题不是说神不是那个举动的神,
the problem is that that God is not being an active God.
问题是我们没有眼睛能看到,
the problem is that our eyes cannot see.
我们还没有得宣教士的眼睛,
we don't have the vision of a missionary.
那宣教士的眼睛那不是香港脚的样子不是一个病毒哈是能够有心里能够看到神在做他的事情
that is a vision that can see what God is doing.
You know, 有时候比如我举个例子哈有时候有人会问你啊那你这个周末你会做什么?
Let me give you an example. For example, people ask you, what are you doing this weekend?
你能不能陪我去玩?
Can you come along and we tour around.
我们想去吃 barbecue. 你星期天你能不能去啊?
Let's have a meal together. Can you come with us?
或者他们有可能要问你星期天我看你是去教会你们干嘛呢你在那边?
Or people may ask you, Sunday you go to church. What do you do?
这个弟兄姐妹这个是不是自然的?
Brothers and sisters, this is not natural.
这种问题不是偶然的问题.
This is not coincidental or a random question.
这个是圣灵在做他福音的工作在他的心里.
That is a Holy Spirit is doing its work that in their hearts.
为什么我这样知道的?
Why do I say like that?
我们一起来看罗马书第三章.
Let's read together Book of Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章第十到第十二节.
Romans chapter 3 verse 10 to 12.
就如经上所记，没有一人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏离正律，一痛变为无用，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands, no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one.
弟兄姐妹，按照我们肉体的私欲，
according to our own flesh,
没有人寻求神。
There is no one seeking God.
要是有人有一个叫什么末道者，或者有人是对我们耶稣有兴趣的话，那已经是圣灵在做他的工作。
If there some seeker or there someone is interested in God, the Holy Spirit is already doing His work.
有人问你，你们星期天干嘛呢？
And people may ask you, what do you do Sunday?
上帝就是在正在铺路。
Because God is planning its way.
他是预备用你的见证，为了令这个人信耶稣。
It's using your witnesses to lead other people to Christ.
所以首先福音的工作是上帝的工作。
So first of all, the work of gospel is God's work.
他是主动着做他的工作。
He's actually participating in his work.
我们就是他只是允许我们参与他的工作。
He's allowing us to participate with him.
所以第一个，不只是神是已经在做他福音的工作。第二，上帝是故意的选择不完美的人做他福音的工作。
So first of all, God is already doing His active work, and secondly, God is intentionally choosing those imperfect person to do His work.
不完美的人像我
，imperfect person such as me，
像我你们
，such as yourself，
要是有一个人像我可以到中国大陆待了17年，他可以用我的话，建立他的国度，那他谁都可以用。
If such a person like myself can that God can use me in mainland China for 17 years and doing His the work of the kingdom, that anybody can do His work.
我们看彼得的例子。
Let's look at the example of Peter.
我们看第九节，使徒行传第十章第九节，到第十五节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 10, verse 9 through 15.
第二天，他们行旅将近那城，那就是约帕哈。彼得约在无证山房顶的去祷告，觉得饿了，上要吃。那家的人正预备饭的时候，彼得魂游向外。看见天开了，有一物降下，好像一块大布，系着四角，追在地上。里面有地上各样四足与周收昆虫，并天上的飞鸟。又有声音向他说：“彼得，起来宰了吃。”彼得却说：“主啊，这是不可的。”凡属物和不洁净的物，我从来没有吃过。第二次有声音向他说：“神所洁净的，你不可当作属物。”
About noon the following day, as they were on their journey, and approaching the city, Peter went up on the roof and to pray. He became hungry and wanted something to eat. And while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance.He saw heaven opened and something like a large sheet being let down to earth by its four corners. It contained all kinds of four-footed animals, as well as reptiles of the earth and birds of the air. Then a voice told him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." "Surely not, Lord," Peter replied. "I have never eaten anything impure or unclean." The voice spoke to him a second time,Do not call anything impure that God has made clean.
这个是什么意思？
What does this mean?
我们看到彼得他肚子饿的时候，哈，他是到楼顶去祷告。
We see that when Peter was hungry, he went up to the roof and prayed.
他应该很圣洁，因为我肚子饿的时候我就很烦恼，哈。可是彼得不一样，他是很属灵的嘛，他就会得一下。
Peter is the fairly godly person, so he will bear with his hunger and go up and pray.
那他看到一块布就挪到地上去，就像一个电影一样吧。突然你可以看到各种各样子的动物，不洁净的物。这个不洁净的物是什么意思？
He saw that a large sheet came down with four corners and saw all kinds of animals and birds. What kind of animals was that?
尽管这个是从旧约那个利未记，就是告诉犹太人，按照律法是说不能吃不洁净的物，比如猪肉啊，还有骆驼，还有各种各样子的动物就不能吃。
These are all the animals that in the Old Testament Leviticus that describe the unclean animals that they should not eat.
我们不能太怪他哈，因为他的回应就是按照旧约的教导，是不是
？We cannot blame Peter too much because he's under the Old Testament influence.
可是他还没有看到上帝要做新的工作。
Because he hasn't seen the new work that God is beginning to do.
他没有看到一个很重要的意义。
He hasn't seen a very important meaning in this.
那就是什么呢？那就是福音现在不只是为了信犹太教的人，哈。现在福音是为了像我们一样外邦人，哈，非犹太教的人。
That is the gospel is not only for the Jews, but also for the Gentiles.
You see, 你看到了彼得他的观念还是有错误的。
You see that. Peter's conception is still not correct.
所以我要说，上帝要给他配新的眼镜。
That's why I say that God needs to have a new prescription for his eyes.
他需要有一种宣教士的眼睛。Missionary eyes.
He needs to have a missionary eye.
所以他才能够看到神正在做什么样的事情。
So he can see what God is actually.
彼得经常犯错误的。
And Peter made mistake. Of
他犯过什么样的错误
？What kind of mistakes he made?
Well, 他否认耶稣三次是吧？他反对否认他三次是吧
？He denied Jesus three times.
他经常说话也没想好就先说。
And he also speak before he thinks.
能不能理解？有时候我想我们都会说不该说的话，是不是
？And often we have things that we dare not to say.
或者我们说不该说的话。
Sometimes we say things we shouldn't say.
观念是我们是罪人是不是
，because we are sinners.
我们是不完美的人
，we're imperfect.
可是上帝是特意拣选，那些不完美的人。我们看又看经文哈，格林多前书第一章第二十六节，格林多前书第一章第二十六节。
Let's look at the book of First Corinthians.Chapter 1, verse
16. 26, 26节。
26.
对不起。弟兄呢，可见你们蒙召的，按着肉体，有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的不多。神却拣选了世上宇宙的，叫有智慧的羞愧，又拣选了世上的软弱的，叫那前壮的羞愧。
Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong.
我在中国大陆的时候，我经常做培训的工作，培训弟兄姐妹的工作。
When I was in China, I often do the training work for the
有一些弟兄姐妹他们不认字。
Some of the brothers and sisters they don't read.
也不能说很有文化的人。
They're not very cultured.
有的人也是真的是大罪人。
And then some of them are indeed sinners.
所以我一劝他们要传福音，也培训他们要传福音的时候，他们都有借口。
So when I train them and ask them to preach a gospel, and they all have excuses.
他们说老师，可是我没有文化。
And they say, teacher, we're not learned.
我不认得字。
We don't read.
或者要是有文化的或者教育的人，他们说我是一个罪人，我还有很多的问题。
For those educated or learned person, they say, I'm a sinner, I have many problems.
我怎么回答？
How do I reply?
我说 Hallelujah.
I say Hallelujah.
因为上帝的特色，哈，上帝特色，他是特意拣选不完美的人做他福音的工作。
That's one of God's attribute, that characteristic that God chose intentionally those impure and imperfect to do his work.
为什么？
Why?
是不是要是他能够用不完美的人，有罪的人，不认得字的人，没有文化的人，是不是他的荣耀更多？
Is it not that if he uses the person who's not educated or the person who are sinners, that he can and use those to glorify God himself.
更多
and even more.
所以没有借口。
So there shouldn't be any excuses.
那有可能你是很优秀的人，很聪明的人，很有钱的人，有可能你有借口。
If you are very wise, very rich, established, you may have excuses.
可是上帝是特意拣选软弱的人。
However, God intentionally chose those who are weak.
做他福音的工作。
To do his, the work of gospel.
第三点。
The third point.
上帝的就是传福音的大权是在他陪我们同在的情况当中。
The authority, the power of his work is when he is present with us.
Okay, power, 他的权力，他的大能，都是因他跟我们在一起。
The power of him is because he is with us.
我们看第十章，使徒行传第十章第44到46节。
Let's read Book of Acts.Chapter 10, verse 44.
44节到46节。
44 to 46.
现在彼得已经跟格尼流和他的家人在一起，正在跟他传福音。
Now, Peter and Cornelius and his family and friends are together and preaching the gospel.
44节。
Verse 44.
彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵降临在一切听到的人身上。那些风格里和彼得同来的信徒，见圣灵恩赐也照在外邦人身上，就都稀奇，因听见他们说方言，称赞神伟大。于是彼得说，这些人既受了圣灵与我们一样，谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢？就吩咐耶稣基督的名给他们施洗。他们又请彼得住了几天。
While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Then Peter said, Can anyone keep these people from being baptized with water? They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have. So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with him for, with them for a few days.
这些外邦人
还是
说方言。
The Gentiles start speaking in tongues.
那为什么他们说方言？
And let me ask you why they start speaking tongues.
是因为为了他们自己的好处吗？
Because of their own benefits?
我说不是。
I say no.
是因为这些犹太基督徒，犹太背景的基督徒，有一点怀疑外邦人也能够得救。
Because at that time, the Jewish Christians, they doubt that the gospel, for the Gentiles can have the same faith.
所以他们是需要一种凭据。来说明这些外邦人也可以跟他们一样得救。
So they need some kind of proof that the Gentiles can be saved just as the Jewish Christians are.
可是观念是什么呢？我们传福音的时候，我们也不是传我们的话。
And the key is that when we preach God's word is not preaching our own word.
我们传福音的时候是按照上帝的全能来传。
When we preach God's word, we're preach according to God's power.
要是有我们能够说服人信耶稣的话
if we can persuade someone to believe in God,
那别人能够说服他信佛教
and other people can persuade him into another religion.
或者说服他作为一个无神论者
or to be an atheist.
所以这个力量是生命的力
So the power is the power of life.
圣灵的力量
Holy Spirit, the power from Holy Spirit.
最后我们怎么能够参与上帝的工作
And lastly, how can we participate in God's work?
我们回去使徒行传第一章使徒行传第一章
Let's go back to Book of Acts, chapter 1.
看第六节
Verse 6.
他们聚集的时候问耶稣说主啊你复兴以色列就在这时候吗耶稣对他们说父凭着自己的权柄所当的时候日期不是你们可以知道的但圣灵降临在你们身上你们就必得着能力并要在耶路撒冷犹太全地和撒玛利亚知道地理地级做我的见证
So when they met together they asked him Lord are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them It is not for you to knowthe times or dates the Father has said by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
原来我是不理解这段经文。
Originally, I didn't quite understand this passage.
我以为这段经文是打发或者那个鼓励我们出去传福音。
I thought this is a passage that encourages us as a like a great commission that sent us to preach God's gospel.
其实不是这个意思。
In fact, it doesn't mean that.
我要是我们看这个原来语言，这个意思是要是你是基督徒。
The original meaning is that.If you are a Christian,
要是你参与圣灵
if you participate with Holy Spirit,
要是圣灵已经充满你，你真正的得救的话
if the Holy Spirit fills you and you are truly saved,
你就是一个见证
you are already a witness.
说实话，你没有选择
and you have no other choice.
你就是一个见证
you already is a testament.
弟兄姐妹要是你是基督徒在这个房间里面在我们的教堂里面要是你是一个基督徒你就是一个见证、
Brothers and sisters today if you are in this church you are a Christian and you are already a witness
问题是什么样的见证、
The question is what kind of witness are you
在第二大战的时候、
In the Second World War
有一批美国的军人是在法国打仗。
A group of U.S. soldiers fighting in France.
三天三夜就不断的打仗。
And 3 days and 3 nights they've been battle.
他们受不了，他们真的需要找到一个避难所。
They cannot bear the problem, so they need to find a sanctuary.
所以第三天他们是找到一个天主教堂。
So the third day, they found a cathedral.
他们以为可以躲起来，就可以休息一会儿。
So there they can hide and shelter and rest.
可是教堂已经墙已经破了，这个玻璃已经没了。所以很乱，里面很乱。
However, the church is in the shambles and the it's all broken.
在前面有一个耶稣的像在前面。
And there was a statue of Jesus in the front.
可是因为这个像也是被炸了被破坏了。
But this statue was demolished and damaged.
他的胳膊他的手他的胳膊已经断掉了。
The arms are broken.
可是有一个很有意思有一个军人一个美国军人挂一个拍子在耶稣的像的脖子上。
But very interestingly, an American soldier hang a sign on the statue.
share 这个字
and wrote this.
他说，耶稣基督在世界上没有脖子，没有脖子，没有胳膊，除了你的以外。
And Jesus Christ on this, in this world does not have arms except for yours.
是什么意思？
What does that mean?
是因为弟兄姐妹，我们是耶稣的身体。
That is because we, you and us, we are the body of Christ.
这个是很奇妙。
This is very mysterious.
教会就是耶稣的身体。
A church is the body of Christ.
上帝要救人的时候，他要通过他的身体来救罪人。
When God saves people, it is through his body, the church, to save people.
我们是耶稣的身体。
We are a body of Christ.
我们是他的见证。
We are his witnesses.
问题是我们什么样的见证？
The question is, what kind of witnesses are we?
我们来低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，你的话语是多美啊。
Dear Heavenly Father, your words are so amazing.
你的话语也是一种快刀。
Your words is like a sword.
它会分骨和骨髓。
And he can separate the bone from the marrow.
你的话语真的有时候就会定我们的罪。
And your word will condemn us of our sins.
可是主啊
，However God，
我们知道虽然我们是罪人
，even as sinners we are。
你是特意拣选罪人做你的事工。
You intentionally chose the sinners to do your work.
软弱的人做你福音的工作。
Those who are weak to do your work.
主啊，请你祝福我们。
May you bless us.
引导我们。
Guide us.
用我们建立你的国度。
Use us to establish your kingdom.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
因为你是用我们荣耀你的自己
，because you use us to glorify yourself。
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.